let's head back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
We're back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here this afternoon as we get sent for the men's game between Hastings College and Morningside. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, we entered the second half of the conference season. I'll go 3-7 the first time around. Big question is, can we flip the switch here for the second half of the season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it starts, obviously started in practice on Thursday, and then today, thought we had a good practice yesterday in preparation for Morningside, need to have another good one today, and you know, then we shoot around tomorrow, and then it's a matter of being confident and being well-prepared to be able to compete at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
So when you play a team for the second time, who has the advantage, the guy who won the first time around or the guy who lost?
You know, I don't know if there's necessarily an advantage either way. They came here, beat us 80-79. I mean, it was a tight game. We had a lead in the second half. They came back and beat us. I just think it's a team that prepares well and a team that's playing well at that particular time. And we did some good things Wednesday night, not enough good things to win the ball game, but we didn't turn the ball over much. We turned it over 9 times, which is a good number for us. We didn't give up many second shots, which we're going to have to do again Saturday. I thought our motion offense at times was as good as it's been all year. So we got to continue to do those things in order to be successful.
Where was our downfall in the ball game against Midland?
You know, we had to double Starkle. I mean, he's just too good to play one-on-one in the post against. And so when we did that, they kicked it out. They had some guys make shots. Vaughn comes in, he plays a few minutes and buries 3 threes. Because I thought we did a good job of keeping them away from the rim. We've had terrible trouble containing the basketball this year. And your defense starts with the ball. You have to be able to contain it. I thought we did a much better job of that in Wednesday's game. We had to double Starkle, so they knocked down some threes. Our rotations were a little late in getting to those guys, so they had cleaner looks than they should have had.
They had some offensive rebounds early in that ball game, and they kicked out and hit some big threes. They didn't hit a number of threes, just 10 of them, but they came at crucial times.
Right, and you know, I mean, there's that stat that always 75% of the time when you give up a second shot, something bad happens. Either a kick out three, he goes up and gets fouled. I mean, just nothing good happens when you give up those opportunities. And we didn't give many of them up. They got 6 offensive rebounds, but it seemed like when they got them, they made us pay for it.
I've been talking about opposing runs all year long. They had one, too, 18-2 in that first half, and that was just too much to overcome in a ballgame like that.
Yeah, you can't go and let people go on 18-2 runs. You got to be able to get stops or score in that stretch so they don't have those kind of runs. And we got to make sure that does happen on Saturday.
Morningside here this afternoon, it seemed like you said, we had a 14-point lead with about 15 minutes to play the first time around. So it's a team that we should have confidence in playing against. We played with these guys the first time around.
Well, there's no question. I mean, we had a great opportunity to beat them, but we didn't get the job done. I think that was back in November, I think the 22nd, if I remember correctly. So I mean, we've got to do some of the same things, but we got to do some things better. You know, they went to a zone. We just, you know, watch film on it, and there are gaps in it. There's holes in it. But, again, we've got to be able to have vision to be able to see where we need to pass. We need to understand our progressions when we're going against the zone, where to look, because the middle of the floor was wide open a lot, and we didn't get the ball there as much as we needed to.
Had a big, huge rebounding edge in that ball game too, 40-26 or 40-27 in that ball game. Obviously, rebounding is going to be a big key for us again this afternoon.
Well, yeah, that game we had 14 offensive rebounds, and they only had 7. You know, Zach himself had 6 offensive rebounds and 16 for the game. So we've got to do a good job of crashing the glass, getting second opportunities, second chance points. We talk a lot about the effort areas. Those are areas we got to win, you know, sprinting the floor, getting down in a defensive stance, crashing the glass, diving for a loose ball. Those are the little things that we've got to continue to press forward on. And I thought our effort on Wednesday night, just a straight effort standpoint, was good.
You get a feeling of how this team is feeling as they head into the second half of the season. Can we flip the switch? Can we still make the tournament?
The way we're practicing and the mindset that we have, the attitude of our guys tells me that we can. Now, that's one thing to say that you can, but it's another thing to go out on the floor and get the job done. So, but their attitudes are good. They're attentive in film sessions. They're practicing things the right way. And so we got to continue to do that in order to be successful in the second half.
One guy who really stepped up in that ball game against Midland the other night, Connor Musial, he hits 5 3-pointers, scores 19 points. All of a sudden, he turned it on and looked good the other night.
Muse did a really good job. Muse is a freshman, but he's a really confident kid. He doesn't lack confidence. He believes in what he's doing. He trusts what he's doing. He trusts his teammates. And he's really gotten better getting a shot off quick. He got a shot off really quick the other night because Midland's an athletic team that doesn't give you a lot of space. So he was ready to catch and shoot. And I thought a real telltale sign was he drove baseline in the second half and shot the ball over Alex Starkle for a layup. So that's pretty impressive because Starkle's an all-conference caliber player.
Midland shooting 53% of the ball game against Hastings the other night. He had 45% of their three-pointers. Were you happy with the defensive effort in that one?
Well, I thought it was better. You know, when we are out against Nebraska West and gave up 109 points, that's not acceptable. I mean, our guys know that. We know that. And so Midland got to 82. They shot a fairly good percentage. They made a lot of three-point shots, you know, and some of them were deep. I mean, Vaughn's threes weren't just right at the line, toe on the line. He was 3 or 4 feet back. But with that said, we got to do a better job of rotating. If we're going to double somebody, we've got to do a better job on our rotations of getting out to shooters. But we didn't give up penetration. That's a positive thing. We did not give up second shots. And we didn't give them transition baskets. And those are important things moving forward.
What do we got to fix here for the second half of the season? What's the one or two things that we absolutely got to fix in order to make a run here at the end?
Well, I think last time we talked before the Midland game, we just got to keep working on fundamentals. I thought our fundamentals were better, and I think it shows in that we had 9 turnovers against a team that pressures and was athletic. We got to continue to work offensively to get good shots, to get good opportunities. And we got to continue to pound defense. I mean, you talked about the run of 18-2. You got to be able to stop those runs by either scoring yourself or getting stops. And if you're not doing one or the other, you know, you're going to be in trouble. So we've got to continue to press on that. We've got to stay together. We've talked a lot to our guys about you can't go your separate ways. You've got to get through this thing together and keep competing.
Is it odd for us to talk about working on fundamentals and we're 20 games into the season?
I don't think so, because you need to – I mean, when you look at films, what your job is, you've got to look at what do these guys need? What does your team need at this particular time? So, you know, if it's February 1st and your footwork isn't good, then you better get back to working on the footwork and the basics. You know, I look at, the San Antonio Spurs. Tony Parker said in the Sports Illustrated, we do rotational defensive stuff in the playoffs, basic drills that middle school teams do that no other NBA team does. And so when you look at teams like that doing it, I mean, if Greg Popovich thinks it's important, I think that it ought to be important at Hastings College.
Morningside here this afternoon, 7-3 in the conference, 15-3 overall, ranked number 12 in the country. They've won 8 out of their last 9 games, so obviously a big challenge here this afternoon.
No question. They've got a lot of weapons. They shoot the ball really well. The first time, what really led to their comeback was we need to do a better job on angles, driving angles, because, you know, Techmeyer got to the free throw line 11 times, Miller got there 8 times, and O'Neal got there 8 times. And you can't have the three guards getting to the free throw line 27 times. So we got to do a better job on driving line angles. I thought the first time we played him, Krause did a great job on O'Neal. He really made it hard for him to catch it. He had 8 points, and he doesn't usually score that low a number. We did a pretty good job on Nickel inside. So we got to make sure we get to shooters, we rotate well, and it's crucial that we just give them one shot.
Steve O'Neal is the number one scorer, averaging 18 points per ball game. What do you see out of him? And like we said, we had a pretty good time at stopping him the first time around.
Well, he's very skilled. I mean, he gets out in transition. If he gets in space, he can drive it. He can pull up and shoot. He comes off screens well. He's got a scorer's mentality. So, you know, we'll do similar things to what we did the first time. The first time we just said to Brandon, just work hard to not let him have it in good spots. And if you limit a guy's touches, you know, if he doesn't have a ball, he's not able to score. So hopefully Brandon will be able to do that again. He takes pride in that role. And then we still got to do a good job on Techmeyer. We still got to do a good job on Miller. And we got to do a good job on their guys off the bench. You know, Cole Bush can really shoot it. The Van Ginkle kid had 20 the other day against was 7 of 8 from the arc against Nebraska Wesleyan. So you can't fall asleep on other guys. We got to play great team defense.
Their defense is pretty good, too. They're ranked among the leaders in just about every statistical category defensively. What are they doing on that side of the ball?
Well, they're switching 1 through 4 screens. I mean, they're just, it doesn't matter what kind of screen it is, they're switching it. They're not switching with their 5-man. So our guys understand that. We've practiced that. We've showed them some things that we can hopefully exploit because they're doing that. And then they if they're having some trouble, like the first game when we got up on them, they go to a little 2-2-1 soft press back to a 2-3 zone. So we've got to be ready to attack both of those things and understand how to attack both of those things.
What can we exploit today when we're playing Morningside? Where can we have some success and make this thing a ball game today?
Well, I think, on the inside, they're not an incredibly big team. They play more of a smaller lineup, so we've got to get attacks at the basket. We've got to get post touches. We've got to exploit their switches. I mean, guys got to make cuts to the rim when they're switching. Passers got to be looking for that. And then on the defensive end, we just have to do a good, solid job of getting to shooters. They can't get clean looks from the arc, and they can't get second shots.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City, Iowa this afternoon with Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Men's game is coming up next between the Mustangs and the Broncos after the Hastings College women fell in the opener today by a score of 60-46. 14-point final margin, but it wasn't really that close as Morningside completely dominated this basketball game. Hastings College women hitting only 25% from the field today, 15% from three-point territory, and they were beaten. Their nine-game losing streak is over. 60-46, Morningside wins it here today. Hastings College with their lowest output of the season offensively today against the Mustangs. Hopefully things are better on the men's side of things. The Hastings College men trying to break a nine-game losing streak in this contest here today against the nation's 12th-ranked team. Hastings has not won a game since November the 29th. That was in the second day of the Thanksgiving holiday classic that we had back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Since then, Hastings has lost games to Briarcliff, to Dort, Nebraska Kearney, Friends, Bellevue, Oklahoma Wesleyan, Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan, and the other night we lost to Midland by the score of 82-63. So Hastings, as we start the second half of the conference season, currently sitting in a tie for 10th place, actually a tie for 9th place. We want to get down to the brass tacks here. They're tied for 9th with the Dome at 3-7 in the conference. Hastings is currently 6-14 overall. Morningside, they are 15-3. They are 7-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ranked number 12 in the country. Their losses so far this year have been here at home to Midland, 85-69. They also lost to Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell, 85-68. And they lost to Dort at the beginning of this month, back on January the 7th. They lost to Dort in Sioux Center by a score of 86-84. They have rebounded with two games since and two wins. They beat Doan 90-74, and they beat Grace University 94-66. Morningside, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging 84.8 points per ball game. On offense, that is number 5 in the conference. They're 4th in the conference in defense, allowing 73.9 points per ball game. Hastings and Morningside played earlier this year, and Morningside was able to sneak out an 80-79 win. That's the ball game. Hastings had a 14-point lead with about 15 minutes to play in the ball game, and we didn't win it as Morningside came back to beat us earlier this year, 80-79. Morningside, they hit 48% of their field goal tries. 4th in the conference. They're also 4th in three-point percentage and in free throws. They hit 38% from beyond the arc and 73% from the free throw line. A couple of guys will have to stop today. Steve O'Neill is one guy. He's the third leading scorer in the conference, averaging 18.1 points per ball game. Also in double figures for Morningside and a big old post player is going to be Kyle Nickel. He averages 12.3 points per ball game for the Morningside Mustangs. So it's Hastings and Morningside, the second half of our doubleheader here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So for Morningside, they're going to be dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. It'll be Steve O'Neill, a 6-foot senior out of Council Bluffs. O'Neill averaging 18 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Ryan Tegmeyer is a 6-foot sophomore out of Bruning Davenport Shickley High School. Ryan Tegmeyer averaging 10.7 points, 2.4 rebounds per game. He scored 19 the first time around against the Broncos. Tanner Miller, a 3-year starter here for Morningside, a 6-foot-1 and senior out of Gretna. Miller is averaging 8.9 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Andrew Christian is a 6-foot-5 and senior out of Anselmo, Nebraska. Anselmo, he's a transfer from Doan College. Andrew Christian is averaging 10.3 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And then Kyle Nickel, the 6-foot-6 junior out of Pella, Iowa. Nicola is averaging 12.3 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings College today, it'll be Connor Musel, a 6'1" freshman out of Lincoln North Star. Musel is averaging 7 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Carson Bloom is a 5'10" junior out of Minden. Bloom is averaging 7 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'5", and a senior out of Lincoln High. Reinwald averaging 18.6 points per ball game, 2.8 rebounds per game. He's the fourth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Drew Callahan, 6'7", and a freshman out of North Platte. Callahan averaging 5.5 rebounds per game. Then Zach Lena, 6'5", and senior out of Millard North. Lena averaging 12 points and 7.7 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's Hastings College at 6-14 in the season, 3-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Trying to get off of the snide, so to speak, here in this basketball game today. Taking on the 12th-ranked team in the country in the Morningside here this afternoon. So Hastings with a tall task, but they got to have a little bit of confidence as they played with this team earlier this season and should have won that ball game. They had a 14-point lead with 15 minutes to play and could not hang on down the stretch. So we're set to go. It's Hastings and Morningside here today on 1230 KHS. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Morningside, they control the opening tip. There come the Mustangs in the offensive flow of things for the first time. Steve O'Neill, that's the guy we got to stop. Here's Tegmeyer. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. No good by Nickel. Rebound Nickel in the lane. His shot no good. And a foul is called. There's something we cannot stand here this afternoon. And that is giving up those second and third opportunities. A personal foul is called here right off the bat. It's going to go on Carson Bloom of Hastings. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line will be Kyle Nickel now. For the Morningside Mustangs, Nickel puts it up there, and the shot is off of the rim. No good. Kyle Nickel misses the free throw. He's a 71% foul shooter on the season. Kyle Nickel will have one more here for Morningside. Just underway, 17 seconds into the ball game. Second one is up there. It's good. And Morningside has got the lead over Hastings, 1-0. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Carson Bloom trots it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over to Callahan. On the wing, entry passes off of the fingertips of Reinwald. It goes out of bounds. Turnover Hastings. Hastings averaging 15 turnovers per ball game. They turn it over on their opening possession of the ball game here this afternoon. Morningside has got the ball as they trot her back the other way. Ryan Tegmeyer has got the ball to Tanner Miller. Back outside now to Andrew Christian at the top of the key. Picked up there by Callahan of Hastings. Here's Tanner Miller. Bounce pass goes to Tegmeyer on the far sideline. Back out to a Christian, top of the key. They send her down low again to Kyle Nickel. They work it back around on the left wing. Tanner Miller has got the ball. Miller now to Tegmeyer, a pass near side. Chip, but it's picked up here by Christian. Back outside the ring to Tegmeyer. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Tegmeyer drives it inside, gives it away now to Tanner Miller. His shot from the elbow is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds. Hastings, great job on defense right time. They took the shot clock all the way down to about 1 second before they got the shot put away there. And it was an air ball that drifts off of the left side out of bounds. So Hastings College will play things in. 1-0 is the score. Hastings down here in the ball game. Brandon Krause pounds the ball inside. The Reinwald, nice pass to Lena. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Lena goes backdoor. Tobin Reinwald gets in the ball, and he scores. And he's fouled in the play here by Tanner Miller. So Zach Lena gets the field goal here for the Broncos, and now he'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Lena's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Eyes the bucket, and the shot is up there. The shot good. Hastings has the lead. Broncos have the lead 3-1 here in the ball game. Need to get off to a good start in the ball game here today against these Mustangs. Driving to the hole and scoring is Steve O'Neill. He's the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and he gets a bank shot there as he drives into the hole. We're tied up at 3 points apiece here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here this afternoon. Hastings has not had a whole lot of luck here against Morningside. There's a pass to Carson Bloom, and he drives into the hole and scores. 5-3 is the score now. Hastings out on top here in the contest. There's a Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball. They work it inside to Nickel, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to go on Zach Lena of Hastings. That's going to be his first. non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Morningside playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is Ryan Tegmeyer, the product from Bruning Davenport Schickley. Inbounds pass tipped away from Nickel, but it's picked up by Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer down to O'Neill, comes across the top. Now throwing up his long-range jumper, Andrew Christian. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brandon Krause runs it down the right sideline all the way to the goal. His shot is up there, and good. Brandon Krause goes coast-to-coast there for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 7-3 here in this one. Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball now for a Morningside to come across the top again to Andrew Christian. He's the transfer from Doan. Now to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill penetrates inside. Jump pass comes to the near side. A shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Tanner Miller, and the foul is going to be called on the rebound. A rebounding foul here on Morningside. Foul is going to go on Kyle Nickel. That's going to be his first, the team's second. Into the ball game now is going to be Bryce Cook as he comes into the ball game now for Morningside. 7-3 is the score. Nickel's going to come to the bench. Hastings College with the early lead in this one. 2.5 minutes into the contest. Krause dribble penetration. It's not to be blocked out of bounds. Krause took the ball to the hole there, and Andrew Christian skies for that one and knocks the ball out of bounds. Andrew Christian, he is fourth in the conference in blocked shots. He picks up number 27 right there, and the driving shot by Brandon Krause. Here's Reinwald in the lane. His shot is up there good. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top. 9-3 is the score now. Hastings out on top. There's a Ryan Tegmeyer comes across the top to Andrew Christian, picked up there by Callahan. Gets it out to Tanner Miller. Miller's a three-year starter here for the Mustangs. Down to Andrew Christian. Circles around down in the baseline. Back out on the wing on the left side to Tegmeyer. Takes it down in the baseline. Now down in the corner to Christian. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Hastings. Brandon Krause has got the ball for Hastings down the right sideline. Directs traffic as he comes up the floor here. Comes across the top to Carson Bloom. Carson holds it. Now left side to Zach Lena. Lena 15 feet away from the basket. Takes the ball into the paint. Lena grips rid of it now to Reinwald behind Alina's screen. Takes it to the elbow. Now to Callahan. His shot from 15. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Tanner Miller with a rebound. Gets it away to Steve O'Neill. Nice pass inside. Driving layup. Good. Bryce Cook scoring there. 9-5 is the score now. Hastings up by 4 points. We're 3.5 minutes into the contest here from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings trying to break a 9-game losing streak here this afternoon. There's Brandon Krause with the ball. Goes over to Carson Bloom. High right side. Morningside in the man-to-man defense here. Zach Lena. Bounce pass down low. Krause's shot is up and in. Nice pass. Brandon Krause with a reverse layup underneath the hole. He's got 4 points, and Hastings is out on top. 11-5 is the score now. Broncos have the lead. Andrew Christian with the ball at the top of the key. Christian gets the ball to Steve O'Neill. Now inside. That's going to be Tanner Miller. Drives for the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Foul here is going to go on Callahan of Hastings. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation. Nope, it's going to be two shots here. Tanner Miller will go to the free throw line now for Morningside. Miller is a 74% foul shooter on the season. Miller looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. Well, just a few minutes ago, Hastings has not had good success against Morningside. Mustangs lead the overall series against Hastings 14-5. In this series, that started back in the 1979-1980 season. Second shot by Miller is up there and in. It's now an 11-7 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead here in this one. 11-7, Hastings with the ball. Damian Austin in the ball game now for Hastings. Goes to Callahan, lobs the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of Reinwald. The turnover on Hastings. Ball is brought down here by Blake Van Ginkle. He comes into the contest now from Morningside. Back outside to Steve O'Neill. Spins at the free throw line. His shot's going to be blocked by Krause. Ball recovered here by Callahan to Brandon Krause. 2-on-2 back the other way. Foul called. Blake Van Ginkle is going to be hit with a personal foul here as Krause was bringing the ball back up the floor for Hastings. Blake Van Ginkle picks up his first personal foul. Of course, Morningside coached by Jimmy Sykes now in his 12th season as the Mustangs head coach. The most victories of any men's basketball coach in Morningside history. Career record of 232 wins and 121 losses. 14 of those to come against Hastings College. There's a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good by Drew Callahan. Rebound comes down here to Morningside, running back the other way. This is going to be Tegmeyer. He drives the ball inside. His shot was blocked there by Callahan, but fouling the way in. Personal foul called here on Hastings. A non-shooting situation. Nope, they're going to give him two shots again. Tegmeyer will go to the free throw line. Tegmeyer, a 86% foul shooter in the season. The foul went on Damian Austin of Hastings. That's going to be his first, and the shot from the line is good. So Ryan Tegmeyer, the Booting Davenport Schickley native, bangs home a free throw here. 11-8 is the score now. Hastings out on top. Tegmeyer's next shot is up there. That one is good. Tegmeyer had a good of all game against Hastings. It's the first time around. He scored 19 points. Brody Van Ginkle into the ball game now. So now we got Brody and we got Blake, the Van Ginkle brothers. They're in the ball game for a Morningside. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause takes it down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from 10 feet away. Rebound comes down to Steve O'Neill. Runs it back 3-on-2. Falls down with the ball. Picked up by Blake Van Ginkle. His shot good. O'Neill was leading the break back. He fell down. Ball comes rolling out here to Blake Van Ginkle, and he scores. And now Hastings throws the ball away. They're trying to bring it up down a long pass. They threw the ball away. That's the third turnover on the Broncos. So now we have an 11-11 ball game. Morningside has scored the last 6 points in the contest. After Hastings grabbed the lead, they're starting to get a little careless with the basketball. They turn it away here, and now Morningside has a chance to go out on top again. Morningside scored the first point of the ball game for their only lead today. Christian goes down the lane. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Austin. Damian Austin gets to the head. Now to Brandon Krause into the forecourt. Now Austin has got the ball back. Bounce pass down on the right side of the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Reinwald. Another turnover on Hastings. That's going to be the fourth turnover on the Broncos. Here's a Van Ginkle with the ball. Van Ginkle comes over here on the right side. That's Steve O'Neill down in the corner to Andrew Christian. Bounce pass deflected away from Steve O'Neill. Picked up there again by Christian as he works it to the left corner. Van Ginkle has got it. Down to the other Van Ginkle to the right side. A three-pointer put up there by O'Neill is no good. Offensive rebound by Van Ginkle. Down to a Steve O'Neill to Blake Van Ginkle. Down in the left corner. They get it to Bryce Cook. Down to Van Ginkle on the wing on the left side. Cook again, left side of the lane. He goes for the hole, and a foul is going to be called on John DeWard. John DeWard into the ball game there, and he gets two with a personal foul. First one on John. Team foul number four on the Broncos. 13:49 to play here in the first half. Hastings and Morningside tied up at 11 points apiece early in the ball game. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Van Ginkle in the corner to Blake Van Ginkle. Leaves it out here to Cook. Cook right inside the free throw circle, drives it. Now dishes out here on the right wing and shot up and in. Jared Colbush comes in there and knocks down a three ball from the right wing, and Morningside goes out on top by a score of 14-11. Mustangs have their second lead of the ball game. Here's a Reinwald with the ball. Tobin dribbling out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Brody Van Ginkle. Now Reinwald, his shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Bryce Cook. Morningside has got the ball in a 3-point lead. They run her back the other way, down the left sideline. Blake Van Ginkle, now to Steve O'Neill. Colbush has got it. Down to Van Ginkle on the far side. Out to Blake Van Ginkle at the top of the key. Picked up there by Connor Musel is into the ball game. There's Jared Colbush. Bounce pass down to Cook down in the corner. Now to Van Ginkle. Shot from 15. No good. Rebound picked up by Hastings. There's Connor Musel running back the other way for the Broncos. Connor down the right side of the lane to the goal. His shot can be blocked down. A block down there by Blake Van Ginkle. The ball recovered here by Brody Van Ginkle. Now to Steve O'Neill. Takes it down on the baseline. They work it back outside to Colbush for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Cook. He has it stripped away. It goes out of bounds. No, he saves it. But now it does. He comes on the near sideline, and the foul is going to be called. He goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. Brandon Krause is called for the push on Steve O'Neill. Krause picks up his first personal foul. And now I think Billy wants to call a timeout. Yeah, Hastings wants to call a timeout here. 12 minutes and 32 seconds to play. We're in the first half at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 14, Hastings 11.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
12:30 KHAS.
Mike, we're back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here today. Morningside and Hastings in men's college play. Morningside winning the women's ball game earlier today over the Broncos, 60-46. Here's a Van Ginkle with the ball. We get it to a Tanner Miller is back into the ball game now. The Cole Bush, high right side, down in the corner to Van Ginkle as he holds the ball down there against Connor Muzzoli. Work it back around to the left wing to Brody Van Ginkle. Here's Blake Van Ginkle. Back down in the corner to Jared Kohlbusch. He drives the ball into the basket. His shot is up there and in. Jared Kohlbusch gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points. And Morningside is out to a 16-11 lead. Bombs away for three. Connor Musel bangs one home. He hit 5 3-pointers in the ball game the other night. He hits his first three-pointer here. 16-14. The Broncos back to within 2 points. There's a Van Ginkle with the ball to Tanner Miller. Down to Blake Van Ginkle. Dribble penetration. Leaves it back outside to Tanner Miller to Van Ginkle. Down in the corner, that's a Jared Kohlbusch. Now in the wing, Tanner Miller takes it inside the lane. Jump pass comes back out to Van Ginkle. This is Blake Van Ginkle now here on the right sideline. 200 pass comes out on top to Tanner Miller. Dribbles it down the lane. His shot is up there. No good, but he's hacked on the arm. Boy, Morningside attacking the basket here today. Broncos need to shut that baby down. Personal foul going to be whistled here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Jake Hansen, who just checked in there. That's going to be his first. Now going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Tanner Miller. Miller, a 74% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there as good. He's now 3 out of 3 so far today. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Miller's next shot is up there as good. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for Tanner Miller. And now Morningside has got an 18-14 lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Hastings back with the ball. That's a Carson Bloom. Gets it to the free throw line. Reinwald, his shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. A couple of field goals now for Tobin at 4 points. He's the fourth best scorer in the conference, averaging 18 points per ball game. 18-16 here. Broncos down by 2. There's another shot in the lane. It's up there and in. Tanner Miller scoring there for Morningside. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 20-16. Broncos down by 4 points. Jake Hansen down to Zach Lena. In the lane. Can't go up for the shot. Back out to Musel for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Blake Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, right-handed dribble, waist size. He brings it into the offensive zone. The Brody Van Ginkle is shot good. Brody Van Ginkle knocks down a three ball, and the Broncos all of a sudden find themselves down by 7 points, 23-16. Morningside, fourth best in the conference in three-point average, hitting 38% of their goals so far this year. Now an offensive foul is going to be called here on Zach Lena. Trying to drive the ball to the basket. Lena's going to be hit with the offensive foul. Lena picks up his second, fifth turnover on Hastings College. Broncos are down by 7 points at 23-16. 10:20 to play here in the first half. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Alex Thayer, the superior product. So Alex Thayer into the ball game now, 5'10" and a senior. Going out will be Zach Lena. Hastings had the lead early at 11-5, but Morningside has stormed back here. It's now 23-16. Mustangs have the lead. Here's Steve O'Neill with the ball. He'll throw up a 17-footer. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Callahan. Callahan gets the ball away. Carson Bloom. Tobin Reinwald now near side. Brandon Krauts fakes the three. Sends it back out on top to Carson Bloom. Over to Alex Thayer. He dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Now to Callahan. His shot from 12 is no good. Rebound on the weak side there by Steve O'Neill. Down the far sideline to Tanner Miller. And Miller's going to be guilty of a palming violation, bringing the ball into the offensive zone. Second turnover on Morningside here in the ball game. Hastings has got 5. End of the ball game now will be Andrew Christian again. Coming out will be Jared Kohlbusch. It's a good playing timeout for the bench there by Kohlbusch. A 3 and a 2 during his timeout there. 9:45 to play here in the first half. Hastings is down in the ball game, 23-16. Reinwald's got the ball at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Tobin gets to the rim and drops it down through the hole. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 23-18. Morningside with the lead. Van Ginkle comes over here to storm throne. They work it back around to the left sideline to Steve O'Neill. Cross-court pass here to Christian. Shot for three. Good. They work that baby side to side. The pass went from one side of the gym to the other. Andrew Christian wide open, and he cans the three-pointer. 26-18. Morningside with the lead over Hastings. Bloom, jump pass comes out on top. That's Reinwald. Entry pass deflected away. Ball is loose, picked up by Reinwald. Reinwald goes over on the wing. Brandon Krause, he drives it down on the baseline, dishes off to Callahan. Back outside to Reinwald. Out to Alex there. He drives it down on the baseline. His shot off of the window is going to be no good. Rebound off of the hands of Callahan, out of bounds. Ryan Tegmeyer coming to the ball game now for Morningside. Tegmeyer comes in. Coming out is going to be Brody Van Ginkle. 26-18. Morningside with the lead here. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium, driving the ball to the basket there is going to be Tegmeyer, and he's going to have a shot blocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Morningside playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tegmeyer will play things in here for Morningside. Looking, got to come way out on top. Steve O'Neill has got the ball. O'Neill, the right sideline to Tanner Miller. Back outside now. That's O'Neill with the ball. Tegmeyer throws up a shot. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Storm Throne is the guy to tip it out of bounds there for Morningside. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 8.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here comes Carson Bloom with the ball. Now to Drew Callahan. Free throw line extended right side. Reinwald, top of the key, drives it inside. They dribbles that one off of his foot, but it's picked up by Thayer on the baseline. And shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Tegmeyer. Ryan Tegmeyer down the left sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, sends it across the top to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill holds it against Brandon Krause. Down to Tanner Miller. We got a foul call on the weak side there. The foul is going to go on Storm Throne. Storm Throne picks up the personal foul there. And now we got a whistle. We got a timeout called here. A timeout called by Hastings. We'll take a break. 8 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first half. It's now Morningside 26, Hastings 18.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing in the ball game here, 26-18. They work the ball inside to Krause, and he's got a free look at the basket, and it shines up and in. Hastings coming out of the timeout. They made that one look easy as Brandon Krause was wide open underneath the basket, and he scores. Krause now with 6 points in the contest, and Hastings is back within six. 26-20 is the score. 7 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Now we got an offensive foul out top. Somebody setting an illegal screen out there. It was a Kyle Nickel. Nickel picks up his second personal foul. So now the Broncos have a chance to slice into the lead right here. 26-20 is the score. Hastings will bring the ball up the floor here. Alex Thayer. Carson Bloom at the two guard positions here for the Broncos. This is Thayer with the ball. Takes it to the far sideline to Reinwald. Tobin on the high right side comes over here to Carson Bloom. Bounce pass is going to be deflected away from Brandon Krause, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Morningside. A turnover on Hastings. That's their sixth of the ball game. Tanner Miller gets the ball to Steve O'Neill. Down near sideline to Ryan Tegmeyer. Here's Tanner Miller. Entry pass. They get it to the free throw line. And shot up there by Andrew Christian, and shot it up and in. Here's a Reinwald at the other end. His shot is up there. It is. Tobin works it back the other way. It's now 28-22. Hastings College is down by 6 points. Morningside has got the ball. Top of the key, Steve O'Neill. And again, we got a whistle away from all the action here. And this one's going to go on the Storm Throne. That's going to be his second. Wait a minute, they're going to call this on Callahan. Callahan picks up the personal foul for Hastings, and that's going to be his second. That's going to send Nickel to the free throw line. So Nickel will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. He's got 1 point in the ball game, 1 out of 2, as he will go to the line for the second time today. And his shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. 29-22 is the score. Morningside's got the lead. Hastings trying to break their 9-game losing streak here this afternoon against the 12th-ranked team of the nation. Next shot is up there. It is good. Now Jimmy Sykes wants to call a timeout. Morningside burns a timeout here. 6 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 30, Hastings 22.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Briar Cliff out on top of Concordia 21-11. They've got 13 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half of play. So Briar Cliff 21-11 over Concordia. Women's college basketball, kind of an abbreviated schedule for some reason today in the G-Back with just three games for both the men and the women. On the women's side earlier today, it was Dort losing to Doan 74-51. Briar Cliff lost to Concordia today 76-60. And Hastings fell to Morningside by a score of 60-46. If you missed the women's ball game earlier today, Hastings could not buy a basket. They shot just 25% from the floor, 15 out of 60. They were 4 out of 26 on three-pointers for 15%. The 46 points, the lowest offensive output of the season for Hastings College today. 30-22 here. The Hastings College men trailing Morningside. We're in the first half. Just by the seven-minute mark. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. That's Ryan Wald from the far sideline. His shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down here to Bryce Cook, who's back into the ball game. Cook sends it over to Steve O'Neill. He brings it up now against Damian Austin. Austin goes for the swipe and can't jar it loose. O'Neill comes to the near sideline now to Ryan Tegmeyer. Two-handed pass out on top to Miller. Now left side to Andrew Christian. Back outside to Tanner Miller. Entry pass to get it inside to Cook. Cook now to Steve O'Neill. Drives it down the left side of the lane and scores. O'Neill now with 4 points in the basketball game. And the Mustangs have a 10-point lead over Hastings, 32-22. Zach Lina goes to the far side. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Christian. Look out. Slams it home. Andrew Christian with a tomahawk chop as he knocks her down through the hole. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 34-22. Morningside has got the lead, and there's a foul called here as Zach Lina went to the hole here. Personal foul is going to be called on Morningside. It's going to go on Tanner Miller. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six on Morningside. Going to the free throw line is going to be Zach Lina for Hastings. He's got 3 points in the ball game. He's a 73% foul shooter on the season. Now they're wiping up underneath the basket. Where will we? Got a big collision. So leading to the free throw line here for Hastings College. The Broncos are trailing by 12 points here in this one. Shot from Zach is up there. The shot good. He'll get one more. Hastings will play at Concordia on Wednesday night. 6 and 8 o'clock will be the game times. We'll be on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 5:45 on Wednesday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Zach Lina will have one more. Shot is up there. The shot good. Salina knocks down a couple of free throws. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Callahan. Lina will come out 34-24. Hastings College is down by 10 points here in the contest. Here's Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball again. For Morningside, comes into the forecourt against Carson Bloom. Driving for the basket there is going to be Steve O'Neill. It's no good. Follow shot is up there and in as Andrew Christian grabs the rebound and he puts it back through the hole. Andrew Christian now with 7 points in the basketball game. Somebody got warned for touching the ball after it came through the cylinder there. 36-24 is the score. 12-point lead for Morningside, and now a traveling violation by Krause. Trying to work in the lane with his back to the basket. Spun one way, then the other, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. 7 turnovers now on Hastings College here in the ball game. Reinwald comes back in. Carson Bloom comes out. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's a 36-24 ball game. Morningside has got the lead. Mustangs have won 8 out of their last 9 ball games coming into this one. There's Andrew Christian with the ball. Christian gets it back outside to Ryan Tegmeyer. About 30 feet away from the basket. Goes to the left wing to Steve O'Neill. Cross-court pass wide open. A shot from the corner is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Van Ginkel. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. Blake Van Ginkel throws up the three-pointer from the deep right corner. Nobody out there defensively for Hastings as the Mustangs work the court again side to side. But Van Ginkel's shot was too long, and it goes out of bounds. Hastings with the ball back here. Damian Austin hustles into the forecourt, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out now to Brandon Krause in the right wing, puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the between the circles. Picked up defensively by Steve O'Neill. The Musel on the far side. A shot for three is no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Steve O'Neill. O'Neill hustles back the other way to Van Ginkel. Down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there. Gets off of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good. Bryce Cook with an offensive rebound on the foul shot. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame. 38-24. Here's a Krause at the other end for Hastings. He called for the steps again. 8 turnovers now on Hastings College. Last time Hastings played Morningside, Hastings had the advantage on the boards, and that was a big part of the ball game. Hastings out-rebounded Morningside in that ball game, 40-26. This time Morningside is doing a lot better job on the boards here in the first half against Hastings. We've got another timeout. Morningside has got a 14-point lead. 4:28 to play until halftime. The score, Morningside 38, Hastings 24.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos led early 11-5. Morningside then went on a big run as they went on a 11-0 run over Hastings. And they haven't trailed since. It's now a 38-24 ball game. Here's Van Ginkel. He drives it down the baseline. Contact made it. Another foul is going to be called. This one's going to go on John DeWard. Officials have been calling these close here today in Sioux City. That was the case for the women's ball game as well. And now Blake Van Ginkel will go to the free throw line for Morningside. This shot is up there. The shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Van Ginkel will have one more. So a couple of brothers from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota here. Playing for Jimmy Sykes here at Morningside. The next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Blake Van Ginkel has 1 out of 2. The Morningside lead is now 39-24. With 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium, here's John DeWard with the ball. Just left of the lane, leaves it out on top now to Carson Bloom. Dribbling with it to the wing on the right side. Carson now picks up the dribble. Bounce pass comes inside to Reinwald. He drives it for the basket. His shot good. Reinwald gets to the rim again. He's got 5 field goals and 10 points here in the first half, 39-26. Hastings down by 13 points. Here's Van Ginkel with the ball. Goes on the wing, nearly intercepted. Into the hands of Steve O'Neill, who brings it back outside. This is Andrew Christian with the ball. Now to Steve O'Neill. Takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Flips it away to Van Ginkel. Drives it down the lane. Nice dish to Christian, and he's fouled the play. Reinwald picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Andrew Christian now goes to the free throw line here from Morningside. Christian, 6'5", and a senior from Anselmo, Nebraska. Transferred from Doan College, now playing here at Morningside. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. By Andrew Christian, he's got 8 points in the ballgame. End of the contest now for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. 40-26. Hastings is down by 14 here in this one. Christian back to the free throw line, toes the mark, throws it up there, shot good. Jared Kolbusch coming back in. Here's Christian checking out now. 41-26. A 15-point lead. for Morningside here in the first half. Damian Austin has got the ball left side of the lane. Out of Reinwald. He holds it. Out on top now. That's going to be Carson Bloom with it. Picked up by Ryan Tegmeyer as he drives it down the lane. Nice dish to DeWard on the baseline. Shot is up there and in. John DeWard scores over Bryce Cook. 41-28. Hastings down by 13 with 3:07 to play here in the first half of play. Entry passing it inside to Van Ginkle. He tries to dish it away. It's mishandled there by Cook. Turnover on Morningside. Hastings back with the ball as Carson Bloom drives it to the hole and scores. Carson Bloom goes the distance there and scores. And the Broncos back to within 11 points now at 41-30. Hastings has scored the last two field goals here in the ball game. Here's Ryan Tegmeyer. They get it on the high post. That's going to be Jared Kolbusch with the ball. Out of Steve O'Neill. Cross-court pass again. A three-pointer put up in the corner. It's good. Brody Van Ginkle knocks out his third three-pointer. Again, they work the court side to side, and that's tough for a defense to recover. And Van Ginkle knocks one down from deep in the right corner. Here's a Damian Austin looking to drive it. Now he circles back around and gets it to Connor Musel on the wing on the right side. Muse lobs it out to John DeWard. Now to Reinwald in lane. He's double-teamed. The ball ripped out of there, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 42-30. Hastings will get things in. The Musel for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Save from going out of bounds to Bloom. Now to Austin. His shot good. Austin nails a three-pointer from the left side of the lane. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back within 11. 44-33. Here's Ryan Tegmeyer. Goes right to left across the top of the key. Takes it to the far sideline now. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Jared Kolbusch has got it. Kolbusch moves it over to Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer out on top again. The Van Ginkle. Here's a Steve O'Neill. He drives it in the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away, and it's picked up by Musel. Musel leads a three-on-one break. They get it to Bloom. Shot good. Beautifully executed that time by Hastings. And now Morningside wants to call a timeout as the Broncos have cut the lead to 9. Timeout Morningside with a minute and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 44, Hastings 35.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here today from Sioux City. Morningside out on top of Hastings by a score of 44-35. Morningside with the ball as they come back up the floor. Tegmeyer goes down in the corner to Steve O'Neill, lobs it inside, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Bryce Cook, and he's fouling the play. Cook scores just to the left of the basket there. He is fouling a play here. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. A big play in the first half here by Bryce Cook. That gives Morningside an 11-point advantage again. Connor Musel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Cook to the free throw line. Shot is up there. Shot is good. Three-point play there by Bryce Cook. And bam, just like that, Morningside back out on top by a dozen. 47-35 with a minute and 15 seconds to play here. In the first half, Damian Austin has got the ball, lobs it here to John DeWard, playing beyond the three-point circle. DeWard sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Carson Bloom. He drives it into the paint there, draws contact, and the foul is going to be called. Bloom will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called on Jared Kolbusch. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Morningside, so it'll be a 1-1 situation now for Carson Bloom, the former Minden Whippet. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far this afternoon. 71% from the foul line. His shot is up there, no good, but an offensive rebound. DeWard spins in the lane, puts up a shot and scores. An offensive rebound after the missed free throw attempt. John DeWard gets his second field goal. He's got 4 points. Hastings back within 10. 47-37. 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball. Goes on a high post to Kolbusch. It's swatted away, but Kolbusch picks it back up. Down to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill dribbling with the ball. Damian Austin staring him down. O'Neill gets away, dribbles down the left side of the lane. His little floater is up there. That one's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. 30 seconds to play. Hastings down by 10. The Broncos have the ball here. Shot clock is off. We'll see if Hastings plays for the final shot here in this first half. Carson Bloom out of Damian Austin. Austin getting some instructions from Hastings head coach Bill Gavers here on the near sideline. Now we're down to 13 seconds to play. Damian Austin will work with it now. Austin moves it to the right side. Austin still with the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. The pass can be deflected. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in now from underneath their own basket with 2.8 seconds to play. Carson Bloom will trigger things in. Hastings down by 10 points at 47-37. Hastings will play things in to Reinwald. This shot from 10 is off of the mark. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. First half comes to a screeching halt here at the Morningside Mustangs, the 12th-ranked team in the nation. They have the lead over Hastings at the break. The score is Morningside 47, Hastings College 37. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge. With top name brands and personal service from Steve Barino and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City today. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Where Morningside has got the lead over Hastings here at the break in men's play 47-27. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, or for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So a good start for the Hastings College men's basketball team here today. They got out to an 11-5 lead. But then Morningside went on an 11-0 run to go out on top by a score of 16-11. And Morningside has not trailed since. Hastings cut the lead down to 6 points at 26-20. Morningside had as much as a 15-point lead in the first half a couple of times. But now it's 10 points here at halftime, 47-37 in favor of the Mustangs at halftime. Checking the scoring from Morningside in this first half of play, Andrew Christian. He came off of the bench to score 9 points for the Mustangs. He's knocked down 1 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals. And he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 9. Bryce Cook off of the bench to score 7 points. He's got 3 field goals. He's 1 out of 1 from the line. Tanner Miller has got a field goal. He's 4 for 4 from the line for 6. Brody Van Ginkle, he's knocked down 2 3-pointers for 6. 5 points for Jared Colbush. Colbush has got a 3 and a 2 for his 5 points. The other scores, we've got Blake Van Ginkle. He's got 3 points and a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kyle Nickel, he's got 3 free throws and 4 attempts for his 3. Ryan Tegmeyer, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Hastings College, they got 10 points in the first half from Tobin Reinwald on 5 field goals. The other scorers, Brandon Krause, he's got 3 field goals for 6. Carson Bloom has got 3 field goals and 6 points. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Zach Lina has got a field goal, and he's 3 out of 3 from the line for 5. John DeWard with a couple of field goals for 4. Connor Musial's got a three-pointer for three, and Damian Austin a field goal and 3 points. Hastings trailing here at halftime to the Morningside Mustangs. Score is 47-37. Shooting numbers in the ball game here today in the first half. Hastings shooting the ball pretty well. In fact, 53%, 16 out of 30 from the field. Morningside is just 15 out of 32 for 46%. Hastings 2 out of 9 on three-pointers, though, 22%. Morningside is 4 out of 10 for 40%. Hastings 3 out of 4 from the free-throw line, 75%. Morningside has already been in the line 15 times in the first half, converted on 13 of those for 86%. The rebounds, Morningside doing a much better job here in this second meeting between the two teams. Morningside leading Hastings 18-14. Including 7-4 on the offensive end. Morningside also with 11 defensive rebounds. Hastings has got 10. The Broncos have turned the ball over 9 times here in the first half of play. Morningside, they've got 6 turnovers. Hastings has got 1 block shot and 3 steals. Morningside with 2 block shots and 4 steals. In the score here at halftime, Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 47-37. Coming up, Tyson Avronik, he will join us for Hastings College Spotlight. Then we've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome inside of the Hastings College Spotlight here this afternoon on 1230 KHES as we are at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball broadcasts. It is J-term on the Hastings College campus. Many classes having one specific focus for their entire month of January, and I thought we would take a few moments on the Hastings College Spotlight and take a look in depth at some of these classes and what they're doing. And well, this one appears to be a lot of fun. A group is going to be heading to South Africa, and the professor leading that trip joins us on the Hastings College Spotlight. That is Amy Morris. We welcome her on the program. Amy, good afternoon.
All right. Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
Amy, let's just take a few moments here. Let's talk a little bit about this this South Africa trip. What's going on here?
Well, we are going to spend 2 weeks in South Africa. We're studying most of the natural biology of South Africa, focusing a lot on conservation issues with their large game. I think of rhinos, elephants, lions, those types of sort of what we call big prismatic megafauna, the big furry critters.
And so how did this idea all come about?
You know, I've enjoyed traveling. This is the third international J-term trip I've hosted, and I've been to Africa before, to Tanzania, and safaris there, and it's a beautiful continent, and so I wanted to also go back to Africa, but try someplace new, and so that settled on South Africa, which politically is one of the more stable areas and economically one of the more developed areas, but they've been able to keep sort of those big wildlife animals around, and you know, tourism is a big part of their industry.
We can see all of these places, you know, in pictures or read about them on websites, but talk about the opportunity that the students have to be there hands-on on the ground in South Africa. What kind of opportunity is that for the students at Hastings College?
Well, it's never quite the same thing seeing a picture of an elephant and being charged by an elephant when you're in a safari vehicle. It's a whole different ball game there. So they'll have a chance to really see the organisms interacting with each other in the environment that you can't see the same way, you know, even if you go to a zoo where, you know, they may have sort of pseudo-natural environments, but still not really quite the same thing as them being able to roam around in the wild. And then they'll get a chance to hike in some wild places. We'll spend a little time in Drakensberg Mountains and hiking along there.
As far as the JTRM class, you mentioned this is your third international trip. Are these classes, do these international trips typically fill up pretty fast?
You know, it depends upon the trip. The trips I've done have been a little smaller in size, maybe because I'm going to a little bit more rugged area. But, you know, that's sometimes nice for students to travel. I have 9 students coming on the trip with me, and then I'm also taking my oldest son, who's a high schooler, and then my mother's coming along too. So for some of these trips, even community members can join in as a chance to explore and learn new things.
Again, Amy Morris is joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight, a professor leading a group to South Africa for this January term over at Hastings College. Give us maybe some of the trip details. When's departure date for you guys?
We depart Saturday, bright and early, flying out of Kansas City. It takes 2 days to get there, so it'll be Sunday before we land in Johannesburg, 16-hour flight from Atlanta to Johannesburg. And then we will, from there, start our trip up to Kruger National Park. We spend a day, you know, driving up there and seeing some sights, 2 days in Kruger National Park, which is in the northeastern part of the country, and that's one of their premier national parks that will have what they call the Big Five in Africa, which are your rhinos, elephants, buffalo, lion, and leopards. And then we travel down the coast, and we'll see some wetlands and conservation areas there, and then end up in the Drakensberg Mountains before we return back to Johannesburg. So we do sort of a little circle in the northeastern and eastern part of the country.
Are the 9 people that are attending this trip, the 9 students attending this trip, is this their field of study, or do you have some people in your group that maybe just want to take advantage of this tremendous opportunity?
A little bit of both. So there are some students that are biology majors, one who wants to be a veterinarian, so this is sort of right up her alley. But, you know, I have an economics major going. I have a theater major who's going on the trip. So just those who, you know, want to see something different.
Once again, Amy Morris joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Amy, appreciate the time and talking a little bit about this trip, and we wish you safe travels and a great trip, a great experience, and we hope to talk with you again when you get back.
All right, well, thank you so much, and think of us next week, or maybe we should think of you when it's 85 there and in the teens here in Nebraska.
Oh, you had to throw that in right at the last moment. Have a great trip, Amy. We'll talk with you again real soon.
All right, thank you.
Amy Morris joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, a Hastings College group heading out to South Africa for the January term. Stay tuned here to 1230 KHAS, the second half of the Hastings College basketball broadcast, coming right up on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back in the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. In the scoring halftime of the men's ball game, it is Morningside leading Hastings by 10, 47-37. Other scores in the conference, all at halftime now. Briarcliff is leading Concordia by a score of 40-26. Doan has got a 2-point lead over Dort today over in Sioux Center by a score of 34-32. Women's college play earlier today was Doan over Dort, 74-51. Concordia in women's play came back to beat Briarcliff, on a score of 76-60. Hastings losing to Morningside today, 60-46. Lowest point total of the season for Hastings College, 46 points. And we got a high school girls game final in. Hastings St. Cecilia today beat Kearney Catholic by a score of 52-50. That's the first loss of the season for the number one ranked Stars in Class C1. So Hastings St. Cecilia girls picking up a big, big win in high school basketball today, 52-50 over Kearney Catholic. High school basketball continues next week here on 1230 KHAS, a full slate of games. Hastings College also going to be in action next Wednesday and next Saturday. Hastings will play at Concordia on Wednesday, and then we've got a home game a week from today as we take on the Chargers out of Briarcliff. And, of course, we'll have all the action all week long on 1230 KHAS. Second half coming up here. Hastings actually shot the ball pretty well in the first half, 53%. They were hampered a little bit by turnovers. They had 9 in the first half. Morningside, they hit 47% of their field goal tries in the first half and out-rebounded Hastings 18-14 on the glass, including 7-4 on the offensive end. So the Broncos in the ball game here as we start this second half. Morningside will shoot to our basket to our left. Hastings has already trimmed a 15-point lead down to 10 points here. As we start this second half of play, it's 47-37 as the band plays on. Now we're set to go as Morningside will play the ball in. Mustangs again shooting to our basket to our left here. At the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City, second half is underway. Here's Steve O'Neill to the near sideline to Andrew Christian, who had a good first half. He scored 11 points for Morningside. There's a pass out on top. It's deflected. It's picked up near the 10-second line, though, by Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer down to Steve O'Neill to the far sideline. To Tanner Miller, he drives it for the hole and has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Morningside attacking the basket as they drive the ball. And now we've got a meeting of the minds here with the officials. They had the shot clock expired. The shot clock was at 28 seconds. Billy Gaber's questioning what the shot clock should be there. They should not have had a reset probably when that ball came out near the 10-second line and it was tipped into the backcourt. Now the officials got to figure out where to put everything. This is the opening possession of the second half. We've got 19:36 to play in the ball game, and now the official's going to talk about what to put on the shot clock. It's sitting at 28 seconds right now. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Rounded team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. So now they're going to come over and reset the shot clock here. And Morningside will play things in. Running their own basket. That's Hastings assistant coach Chip Ball what they could live with there. And he said 9 seconds. So the officials say, how about 11? So they put 11 seconds on the shot clock. All right, so Morningside will play things in. Chipper didn't get his way there. Be a good negotiator there for the Broncos. Just a 2-second differential between what Chip recommended and what the officials put up there. The play is back in. Now we got a foul call. Doesn't make any difference anyway. Andrew Christian got the ball right on the baseline, and he is fouled in a play here by Callahan of Hastings. Drew's now got 3 personal fouls. Team foul number 1 on Hastings here in the second half. So now Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Morningside out on top by 10, 47-37. They play things in to Nickel. He kicks it back out here. Here's a shot taken by Steve O'Neill from 3. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena is the second-best rebounder in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 7.7 rebounds per game. 47-37. Hastings down by 10 points. Here's Brandon Krause around Alina's screen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. He goes for the basket. His shot's partially deflected. Ball is brought out of there by Kyle Nickel. Nickel to the near sideline. Now to Ryan Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer comes to Andrew Christian. Now down in the corner. Steve O'Neill moves to his right. Lines the ball inside. Grabbing the ball as Nickel is shot good. And he's fouled on the play. No offensive charging foul. Nickel knocks down Drew Callahan. Going to the basket there. He gets hit with an offensive charging foul. Kyle Nickel picks up his third. Team foul number 1 on Morningside. Hastings has got the ball now as they come back up the floor. Down by 10 points here in the ball game, 47-37. Hastings led this team by 15 points. The first go around and lost it at the end, 80-79. Playing Morningside for the second time this season. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Zach Lehman spins toward the baseline, tries to put a man in the air. Instead goes to Reinwald. Shot good. Tobin right in front of the basket. He scores a little five-footer. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 8 points now at 47-39. And now we got a foul underneath the basket here. A foul is going to go on Lena. Zach picks up his third personal foul. So now it's 47-39. Hastings has cut the gap to 8 points here with 18:31 to play in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Morningside playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tegmeyer comes way out on top now to Tanner Miller. Miller will set things up here for the Mustangs. A three-year starter as he leads it away here to Ryan Tegmeyer on the wing. Bounce pass left side of the lane to Bryce Cook, who's into the ball game. Cook is double-teamed. Comes out on top now to Steve O'Neill. Drives to the free throw line. Spins. The ball knocked loose. Picked up by Cook. Back outside, a three-pointer is thrown up there and in. A three-pointer by Andrew Christian as he knocked down another one. Christian now with 14 points in the basketball game. It's 50-39. Morningside now leading by 11. Hastings with the ball. Reinwald, top of the key, goes over to Krause, fakes the three against Tegmeyer. Now gives it away. That's going to be Carson Bloom with the ball, sends it inside, left side of the lane. Zach Lehman takes off with a racket. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. Bryce Cook is going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Lena will toe the mark here. Jack is 3 out of 3 from the line today. In fact, he's got 3 of the 4 free throws for Hastings. Bloom's been the only other guy to shoot a free throw today. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Morningside in the first half. They had 15 free throws. They were 13 out of 15 from the line. Next shot is up there. It is good by Lena, so he hits 1 out of 2. And the lead is back down to 10 points at 50-40. Here come the Mustangs quickly into their offensive zone down the right sideline. Ryan Tegmeyer's got the ball, high right side. Gives it out to Andrew Christian. Down left side of the wing to Tanner Miller. Moves it down in the corner to Steve O'Neill. Cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. That's Carson Bloom with the interception as he runs her back the other way. Spins to the free throw line in the lane. Shot no good, but he's fouling the play. That's 7 turnovers now in Morningside. And now Carson Bloom is going to go to the free throw line here for Hastings. That's going to be Christian picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 in the Mustangs. Going to the free throw line, Carson Bloom. 6 points in the ball game. 0 of 1 from the stripe today. Shot is up there. Good. Carson will get one more. End of the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Brody Van Ginkle. Going out is going to be Tegmeyer. Carson Bloom to the free throw line for Hastings for his second shot. It's up there. And the shot rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Bryce Cook of Morningside, back the other way. Christian is shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up. His shot is good, and he's fouled. Now a jump ball is going to be called. The basket is no good. A jump ball is going to be called. Jimmy Sykes and the Morningside staff doesn't like that one. A jump ball is going to be called here, and Hastings will play things in. Jimmy all the way down the baseline to discuss here. This for the official. We're at the 17-16 mark. And Hastings is down by 9 with a chance here to cut the lead. It's 50-41. And Hastings will have the ball, so Broncos got a break right here. Carson Bloom has got it down for the Broncos. Bounce pass goes to Zach Lena. Lena takes it down the right side of the lane. Now stops. He's double-teamed. Comes to Krause. He goes up with a shot. It's knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. Steve O'Neill picks up the foul. It's going to be his first one. Brandon Krause to the free throw line. Looked like Brandon was elevated and just dropped the ball out of his hands there, but the officials say O'Neill got a little piece of it and also a piece of the body. So Krause goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. He has not shot one today. It's up there and in. Krause is a 71% foul shooter in the season. Now the Broncos are sneaking into this one. 50-42 is the score. Hastings is down by 8 points, still with a ton of time left on the clock. 17:03 remaining here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City today. Here comes the next shot by Brandon Krause. It's in the air. That shot is off of the mark. No good. So Hastings is as close as they have been for a while. 50-42. 3 minutes into the second half here. Bounce pass in the high post. That's Christian with the ball now for Morningside to Van Ginkle. Left side to Miller. Takes it down low. That's going to be Cook. Jump pass is going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Morningside. Intercepted by Bloom. Now to Reinwald. The ball is going to be poked away from Bloom. Picked up by Tanner Miller. Now a foul call in backcourt. The foul is called in backcourt. A foul is going to go on Carson Bloom. Morningside went an intentional foul there as they were streaking back the other way with the ball, but they don't get the intentional foul. They do get the foul called on Bloom, though. Morningside will play things in here on the near sideline. Blake Van Ginkle will get things in to Brody Van Ginkle. So the Van Ginkle brothers are now in there for Morningside. Left side to Tanner Miller. Drives it underneath the hole. Back outside. That's going to be Christian down the left side of the lane now. And a foul is going to be called. Bryce Cook going for the hole there from Morningside. And a personal foul is going to be called on Lena of Hastings. Now Lena's got four personal fouls. Lena's going to have to check out. Here comes John DeWarn in. So now Lena leaves. That's not good news. 16 and a half minutes to play in the ballgame. Lena will have to come to the bench with four personal fouls. Here's Christian driving the baseline toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Andrew Christian has been a load for us to handle today. He's got 16 points in the ballgame. Scored just 8 the first time around. Here's Brandon Krause in the baseline. His shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound Cook. He loses it. Scramble is on the baseline. 2, 3, 4 players to the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of, let's see, Morningside. So they'll play things in here in backcourt. 16-11 to play in the ballgame. Morningside is out on top by 10 points, 52-42. Hastings trying to break a 9-game losing streak here this afternoon. Morningside has won 8 out of their last 9 games, ranked number 12 in the country. Here's a Van Ginkle with the ball, and again, we have a hand-checking foul here. It's going to go on Musel. That's going to be his second. So the second foul on Connor Musel. It's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Callahan comes back in. Here comes Alex Thayer in. Reinwald comes out, and Carson Bloom is going to check out. Damian Austin also coming in. And going out will be Brandon Krause. 16:02 remaining. They inbound the ball here to Christian. Left side of the lane down to Van Ginkle. Comes out to Brody Van Ginkle out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Damian Austin. Van Ginkle to his brother Blake. Blake on the wing on the right side looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Gives it to Tanner Miller. Loses control. Picks it up on the far sideline. Miller, dribble penetration inside to the hole. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by Cook on the baseline. Cook picked up by John DeWard, and now Morningside resets the offense deep in the left corner. Christian with the ball back inside to Cook, and he's going to be fouling the play. John DeWard got his body in there. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So now John DeWard has got 3. Zach Lynn is already on the bench with 4 personal fouls. Doesn't bode well for the Hastings post players. Non-shooting situation. That's the 6th foul on Hastings. Morningside will play things in from underneath their own basket. They come out here to Cook, who flips the ball back to Tanner Miller. Behind the Cook screen. Now dumps it away inside to Cook, and we got a foul called. Nope, traveling violation. Traveling violation on Bryce Cook going to the hole. Hastings will come back the other direction. It's a 52-42 ball game. The Broncos within striking distance here. Within 10 points with 15 and a half minutes to play. Damian Austin has got the ball. Goes over to Thayer. Dribbles between a couple of defenders. Comes out to Austin. Top of the key. Down to Musel from the corner. Bingo! Connor Musel knocks down his 3rd 3-pointer of the ball game. It's now a 52-45 ball game. Hastings within 7, and now Morningside throws the ball away into the Morningside bench. 15 minutes to play. Hastings down by 7 points. The Broncos will inbound the ball here. That's going to be turnover number 10 on the Mustangs here in the basketball game. Hastings with the ball. Damian Austin works it to the left side of the floor. That's Musel with the ball. Musel now to Drew Callahan. To Damian Austin inside to John DeWard. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Misses everything. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Morningside. Van Ginkle has got the ball. To the near sideline out of Tanner Miller. To Van Ginkle. To Tanner Miller down in the corner. Back out to Van Ginkle. Down to Christian. Top of the key. Christian moves it to the right wing on the dribble. To Tanner Miller. Surrounded. Goes inside to Cook. Shot is up there. No good. And he's fouled in the play. John DeWard. 4th foul on John DeWard. John with 4, now Zach Lena with 4. Billy Gavers running out of options down there on the bench with post players. Going to the free throw line is going to be Cook. He's got 7 points in the ball game. He's 1 out of 1 from the line so far today. Bryce Cook puts it up there. The shot is going to be short. He'll get one more as he was fouling the active shooting. Reinwald's going to come back into the ball game, so he's going to be shorter here. Reinwald comes in. John DeWard and Lena will both be on the bench for a while. 14:36 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing 12th-ranked Morningside by a score of 52-45. Next shot is up there by Cook. It's good. So Hastings has got the ball. They're down by 8 points here. 53-45 after trailing by 10 at halftime at 47-37. Austin gets the ball now to Reinwald. Here on the right side, Tobin splits a couple of defenders, goes for the basket and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores for the Broncos. He's got 14 points. Hastings within six. 53-47 with 14-14 remaining here in the ballgame. There's Andrew Christian with the ball. Christian out to a Tanner Miller. Miller one hands it down in the corner to Van Ginkle. Gets it back inside and shot is up there blocked down, but a foul is called. Bryce Cook going for the hole there, and he's going to be fouled in the play. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Tobin, and going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Bryce Cook. He's got 8 points in the ball game. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. So Bryce Cook will toe the mark here for the Mustangs. Sophomore from Del Rapids, South Dakota. And the shot is up there. It is good by Cook. He'll get one more. The Morningside lead is now 7 points at 54-47. Bryce Cook will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. So he knocks down a couple of free throws here. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Christian. Coming back in is going to be Jared Colbush. So Andrew Christian, who's had a whale of a ball game today from Morningside, now on the bench with 16 points. 55-47. Hastings trailing here in the contest. Callahan lobs the ball inside to Reinwald, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass by Callahan. He got it right to Tobin. 55-49. Hastings again back within 6 points for the second time here in the second half. Here's Cook with the ball, works it against Callahan. The ball poked loose. It's picked up here by Thayer. Thayer gets the ball ahead to Reinwald, slams it home. Tobin Reinwald slams it home. Timeout, Morningside. 13:34 to play in the ball game. Hastings back within 4. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 55, Hastings 51.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings is kind of first half 15-point deficit down to 4 points now here in the second half. 55-51, Morningside still with a 4-point lead, 13:34 to play in the ball game. Mustangs come back with the basketball. That's a Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle with the ball. Takes it to the right sideline. Hastings turning up the heat defensively here in the second half. Cook has got the ball now to Colbush. High right side. He comes back out between the circles to Tanner Miller. The Van Ginkle, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound taken down by Alex Thayer. Thayer has got the ball for Hastings, racing the ball down the left sideline. Back to the center of the floor. Down in the right corner, that's Reinwald. Jump pass back out inside to Alex Thayer. Thayer has the basketball stripped away and is picked up by Tanner Miller. Miller drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Tanner Miller takes the ball away from Alex Thayer. Turnover number 11 on the Broncos, and Tanner Miller gets the field goal on the other end. That gives Morningside a 6-point lead. 57-51, Mustangs with the lead. Here's Thayer again. Gets it out here to Callahan. Pass down low. It's going to be tipped away from Connor Musial. Back-to-back turnovers here. Now for the Broncos. Morningside has got the ball coming back the other way. That's Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle to Colbush here on the near sideline. Colbush holds it. Colbush holds it. The ball poked away. It's picked up here by Tanner Miller. He's surrounded down in the corner. Back out to Colbush. Out between the circles. They work it back around to the right wing. That's Van Ginkle with the ball to his brother, Brody Van Ginkle. Tanner Miller. Colbush drives it down the right side of the lane. Left-handed shot is up there and in as he wheels in the paint and he's fouling the play. Colbush gets the field goal and one, and he is fouling the play here. And now Billy wants to call a timeout as Morningside has opened up a 59-51 lead over Hastings with a free throw pending here. Personal foul whistled there on the Reinwald of Hastings. So we've got a timeout again with 12:13 to play in the ballgame. It's now Morningside 59, Hastings 51.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Doan and Dork playing. They're tied up now at 48 points apiece, 15 minutes to play in their ball game from Sioux Center. Morningside down on top of Hastings now 59-51 after the Broncos cut the lead down to 4 points a couple of minutes ago. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Jared Colebush to try to make this a three-point play as he was fouled in that last play by Reinwald of Hastings. So Colebush to the free throw line for the first time today. His shot is up there and the shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Musil. So it's 59-51. Hastings down by 8 points now. Here in the second half, the Broncos had a six-point lead in the first half. The Morningside erased that quickly with an 11-0 run, and they haven't trailed since. Here's Callahan driving down the right side of the lane. He tries to dish it off in the last second, and the foul is going to be called. Callahan ran over a man down there as he tried to go over on the opposite side of the lane to Carson Bloom, and Drew Callahan picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. So that's four fouls now on Callahan. Lena's got four, and also John DeWard with four. So now here comes Lena into the ball game, and Callahan will check out. So now all three of Hastings' major post players have got four personal fouls. Just by the 12-minute mark here in this basketball game here in the second half. Hastings trailing by eight. Long pass goes inside to Cook. It's shot up and in. Bryce Cook scores. A pass came in from the left corner. Bryce Cook scores easily. Now the Morningside Mustangs have a 10-point lead, 61-51. Here's Damian Austin with the ball. Austin falls down right side of the lane. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Or will it? Now the other official comes in here. Yeah, Hastings is going to play it in right in front of their own bench here on the near sideline. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS, presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Hastings with the ball. Damian Austin trying to penetrate. Gets it away to Reinwald. Spins at the elbow. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. Wayne, good. Reinwald down with 20 in the ball game. Here comes Morningside back. They've got an 8-point lead, 61-53. Steve O'Neill with the ball in the wing. Bounce pass deflected by Krause. Al O'Neill picks it up in the corner. Rainbow pass comes out here between the circles again to Tanner Miller to the near sideline. Cross-court pass goes to Steve O'Neill. Back down in the corner to Colebush. Skip pass out to Tanner Miller. His shot from the elbow is going to be up there. No good. Rebound right down into the hands of Brandon Krause. Hastings has the ball. Krause running back the other way to the top of the key. Krause then throws the ball into the Bronco bench. He brings it all the way back to the top of the circle and throws the ball into the Bronco bench, trying to thread the needle here to Damian Austin on the near sideline. Turnover number 13 in the ball game for Hastings. Broncos had a chance to slice into the lead right there. Now they got to play defense again. 61-53. Jared Colebush goes inside to Nickel. He's double-teamed. Nickel comes back out of the right wing. Shot by Tegmeyer. Good. Ryan Tegmeyer at three-pointers. He bangs one home there. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. 64-53. Here's Austin. His shot's no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up in the lane here by Morningside. Tanner Miller. Long pass down to Ford O'Neill. Ball is stripped away, and it's picked up by Hastings. A turnover on the Mustangs. Hastings back with the ball. Carson Bloom has got it now to Reinwald. Reinwald gets it to Carson. He brings it into the forecourt. Now the Broncos are trailing by 9 points. They're actually by 11 now. It's 64-53. Here's a shot by Austin from the elbow up and in. Damon Austin hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. Hastings back within 9, 64-55, trying to break a 9-game losing streak here this afternoon. It hasn't been since November that Hastings has actually won a ball game. But a long, long time since we've tasted a victory here. Hastings in this ball game this afternoon. There's O'Neill from the corner. His shot's no good, but he's fouling the play. I think that's Krause that picks up the foul. And that's going to be a three-shot opportunity. Brandon Krause picks up his second personal foul. And that's going to send the best free throw shooter in the conference to the free throw line for three. 64-55. Hastings is down by 9 points. And now the best free throw shooter in the conference, Steve O'Neill, 91%, will go to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. O'Neill had just 10 points the last time we played him. He's got 5 points so far today. He's the third best scorer in the conference at 18.1 points per ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So O'Neal hits a couple of free throws here. And he'll have a chance at another one right here. So Steve O'Neal will have one more opportunity for Morningside in a 66-55 ball game. Next shot is up there. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's an 11-point advantage for the Mustangs. Here's Kraus for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. The ball poked out. Kraus grabs the ball. Dribbles it down the lane. Nice pass down to Lena. Lena works the baseline. Here's a pass into the corner. It's going to be right through the fingertips of Musil out of bounds. Again, Hastings had a good shot at a bucket there, but they turn it over. Morningside back with the ball. 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in this contest, Morningside out on top of Hastings by a score of 66-55. There's O'Neal. His shot from 15 won't go. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Connor Musil runs it back the other way for the Broncos. Down the right side of the lane. Comes to a skidding stop. Gets it back out to Carson Bloom. Man-to-man defense here for Morningside. Bounce pass goes inside to Lean. The ball poked away. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Morningside. Another turnover on Hastings. That's their 14th of the ball game. Here's Steve O'Neal back now for Morningside. O'Neal, left side of the lane, picked up by Brandon Kraus. Lobs it to Kyle Nickel. They get the ball in the lane there. The Tegmeyer shot good. Tegmeyer scores on the assist from Kyle Nickel and a great pass by the big man there for Morningside. And again, Billy wants to call a timeout. 8:35 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 68, Hastings 55.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here in Sioux City. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators online at huskerpowerproducts.com. So Hastings cut the lead down to 55-53 with 13:34 to play in the ball game. Ever since that slam from Tobin Reinwald, must have made the Mustangs mad. They went on a 13-4 run here, and now just 5 minutes later, at the 8:35 mark, it's now a 68-55 ball game in favor of the Mustangs. The Broncos have been unable to stop runs here this year. 18-2 the other night against Midland. That was enough to spell defeat there. And now Morningside may have won in a game-clinching 13-4 run right there as the Broncos having a tough time getting things going offensively all of a sudden. Here's a Damian Austin with the ball in the wing, takes it into the paint, throws up a running one-hander. It's up there and in. Damon Austin, he's now got 7 points in the ball game, 68-57. Hastings down here in the ball game. Morningside has got the ball. Ryan Tegmeyer, he's the product from Bruning Davenport Schickley, drills to the top of the key. Now over here on the wing on the left side as he works against Carson Bloom. Pass comes out to Steve O'Neal. We've got a two to the whistle underneath the hole here. A foul here is going to go. That's Lena. He picks up his fifth personal foul. He's going to be gone. Zach Lena just fouled out of the ballgame with 7:59 remaining in the contest. Lena will leave with 6 points, only one here in the second half.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
Billy just taking a lot of time to send a substitute for Zach Lena. Nickel misses one free throw. He cans his second one, so Nickel has now got to four free throws in six attempts. And Morningside is out on top by 12 points again. So now Drew Callahan will come in for Zach Lena. He's also playing with four personal fouls here this afternoon. Under 8 minutes to play here in the contest. Carson Bloom to the hole. His shot is good, but it won't count. He was fouled on the way in. We've seen our share of fouls here in the second half. This one is going to go on Steve O'Neill. That's going to be his second. Hastings has already got 10 fouls here in the second half. That's the fifth one on Morningside here in the second half. Hastings will play things in. Callahan comes out to Alex Thayer. Still a man-to-man defense here for Morningside. Down in the corner is Reinwald. Moves to his right on the dribble. Sends it back out here to Thayer. Now left side again to Drew Callahan. Trying to penetrate. Back out to Thayer. Down in the corner, Reinwald drives the baseline. Puts up a shot good. Tobin got to the basket there. Driving from the left corner toward the goal. He's now got 22 points in the ball game, 69-59. Bounce pass inside to Nickel. Nickel on the right wing to Miller. Shot good. Knocking down another three-point play there. Tanner Miller now with 11 points in the ball game, 72-59. Hastings trailing again by 13 points. They're in the second half with 7:10 remaining. Callahan goes to the Musel. Donner hands her back here. Alex Thayer, he's got the ball. Thayer moves it over to the left side of the lane now. Carson Bloom, the Musel, down low to Drew Callahan. His pass back out here is a three-pointer by Thayer. That one won't go. Tip try no good. Reinwald had a rebound. He's going to be tied up in the play. Tied up by Ryan Tegmeyer. Jump ball is, now we got a foul is going to be called. Tegmeyer is going to be guilty of a personal foul. So one official had a jump ball called. The other one calls a foul on Tegmeyer. Coming into the ball game now is going to be DeWard. Callahan will come to the bench. 6:49 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 72-59. Here's Reinwald getting the ball. His shot in the lane is up there off of the left side. No good, and he's going to be hacked on the arm. Now Reinwald going to the free throw line for Hastings. Personal foul whistle in there on the Mustangs. That's going to be their seventh team foul here in the second half. That's going to go on James Wright. Just checked in there. His first personal foul. Reinwald to the line. His shot is up there and in. Tobin now with 23 in the ball game today. He had 10 in the first half and 13 so far. Here in the second half of play, Reinwald will have one more. That shot is up there and in. Rattles home. And the Broncos are within 11. They had it down to 4 points at the 13-minute mark, but Morningside going to that run, and Mustangs still have the lead deep in the left corner. A shot taken there by O'Neill is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings, and he's, let's see, Reinwald come down with a rebound. He was hit from behind, knocked off balance, and he's hit with a traveling violation. So a traveling violation there. Called on Reinwald. That's the 15th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Now Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They just knock it out for the back of Musel. And Ryan Tegmeyer plays it in and also scores on the play. Good heads-up play there by Morningside as Musel had his back to the guy inbounding the ball. Now here's another turnover on Hastings. Driving back the other way is O'Neill. He goes crashing to the floor and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to be called on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his third. Now the Broncos are trailing by 13 points again at 74-61. Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader this afternoon and the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Wednesday, Hastings will be on the road for the third straight game. We will play at Concordia. Airtime will be at 5:45 with a Pepsi pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off of the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. That women's matchup between Hastings College and the third-ranked Concordia Bulldogs. On Wednesday night, shot from the free throw line by Steve O'Neill is going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. O'Neill's got 6 points in the ball game. Morningside leading by 13 here in this one, 74-61. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Coming back into the ball game, Andrew Christian, also Van Ginkle coming in. This is going to be Blake Van Ginkle coming into the ball game now. So it's now a 75-61 ball game. Morningside using that late 13-4 run here in the second half to get him some distance again after Hastings kept that lead down to 4 points at 55-51. Carson Bloom driving it all the way to the basket. His shot good. Carson finds a seam on the left side of the defense and scores it down the left side of the lane there, 75-63. Hastings down by a dozen again. That was 6 minutes to play here in the contest. There's Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball. He takes it into the paint, feeds it down in the corner. Long-range jumper is put up there and another three-pointer. That's James Wright as he throws up a three. It's now 78-63, a 15-point lead for Morningside. Tobin dribbles to the elbow. Right side of the lane comes out to Carson Bloom. Bloom holding the ball out here. Now dribbles. There's a pass to Reinwald. He mishandles the ball out of bounds. Tobin going to the basket there. Nice pass by Bloom. But Tobin mishandles the ball and it goes out of bounds. 17 turnovers on Hastings College. 78-63. It's a 15-point lead for Morningside. 5:29 to go, and now Hastings attacking all over the place here. Hastings attacking in backcourt. Ryan Tegmeyer has got the ball on the far sideline. Tegmeyer comes to Tanner Miller. Now down in the corner, that's Andrew Christian with the ball, who's had a good day today. Christian with 16. He comes out here in the three-point territory on the dribble and sends it to the far sideline to Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer dribbles to his left, comes out here to Miller, drives it down the lane. Nice dish down low. Wright puts it up there and scores. James right off of the bench. They had a 3 and a 2, and the Broncos are down by 17, and our hopes are fading for the 10th straight game. Here comes Drew Callahan with the ball. He mishandles it as we picked up here by the Mustangs. That's Tegmeyer with the ball, going for the basket. Nice pass to Miller. His shot no good. Rebound Wright. An offensive rebound to James Wright. So he's hit a 3 and a 2. He's just grabbed an offensive rebound all in about 2 minutes worth of work. Right sideline is Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball now from Morningside. High right side. Tegmeyer comes across the top to get it to Tanner Miller. Picked up there by Austin. Spins inside the free throw circle. Down the lane. Down to James Wright. Out to Van Ginkle. Left side to Miller. Shot up there from three. No good. Rebound Wright. There's a second offensive rebound. They get a fresh shot clock. We're down to 4:19 to play in the ball game. Hastings is down by 17 points, 80-63. Driving to the hole is Tegmeyer. The ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Callahan. Long pass down to four. It goes down in the corner, and it's off of the fingertips of Ryan Wall out of bounds. So Hastings forces the turnover, but they can't get to it as they throw the ball down the floor. It goes out of bounds, and Billy again wants to burn a timeout. You can't take these things to prom. You might as well burn them. Down by 17 points. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings trailing Morningside. It's the Mustangs 80, Hastings 63.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 7 minutes to play in Sioux Center today. Dort now leads Doan by scoring 62-57. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here. The other side of Sioux City. You got Morningside out on top. 80-63. That Doan game is being played in Sioux Center. Just up the road. 80-63. Hastings got close at 55-51, but since that point on, we don't look very good offensively. As Neil Diamond has made his appearance here for a good crowd on hand here in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College women losing the first game today, 60-46. This has not been an enjoyable trip today to Sioux City. Hastings did not play very well in the women's ball game. Inbounds pass. There was a shot blocked from Damian Austin out of bounds. Andrew Christian got a block on Damian Austin. That's a mismatch. Damian, he's not very big. He's 5'9". Austin, he's a big boy in there. Or rather, Austin, Andrew Christian, he's 6'5". So now Hastings will play things in again. Here's Reinwald, bombs away for three, shot good from the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. He's now got 27 in the ball game. It's 80-66. Hastings down by 14 now. But we got 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in this one. Morningside has got the ball on the right sideline. That's going to be Tanner Miller with the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Van Ginkle. Shot for three is up there. No good. Callahan reaches for the rebound and grabs it. Drew Callahan, the freshman out of North Platte, grabbing the ball there. Now to Connor Musel. Hustles into the forecourt. There's Brandon Krause out here in three-point territory. Callahan for three. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Christian. Now a long pass down to Christian. Shot is up there. No good. And we got a foul called. Christian gets the block. Christian gets the block, and then he took off the other way. They got him the ball. He goes up for the shot. That was no good. And then Drew Callahan, on the return trip back up the floor, gets an elbow into Andrew Christian and fouls out of the ball game. That's number 5 on Drew Callahan. So he leaves with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Callahan did not score today. Zach Lina already on the bench with 5 personal fouls. So now John DeWard, who comes in, he's got 4 fouls as well. Christian will go to the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. He'll get one more. Hastings over the 10-foul limit. 81-66. Morningside out on top of the Broncos after leading at halftime, 47-37. Next shot is up there and in. So the woes continue for the Bronco men's basketball team. Here this afternoon, they're down by 16 points. They got Concordia coming up on Wednesday night to try to break a 10-game losing streak. Don DeWard, down to Brandon Krause, dribbles down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket, is shot good. Krause scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. There's Andrew Christian back now for Morningside. Down near the 10-second line to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller gets away, dribbles inside the free throw circle, stops there, bounce pass to the far side, the right shot for 3, no good. Rebound Hastings. As Damian Austin with the ball, as he streaks it back the other way to Carson Bloom. His shot's going to be blocked from behind, and the foul is called. Andrew Christian with a block from behind picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Carson Bloom will toe the mark here for the Broncos. 2:41 to play in the ball game. Hastings down by 14 points, 82-68. Carson Bloom to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is short. Bloom now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line today. 71% foul shooter in the season. Zach Clemens coming into the ball game now for Hastings. He's in there for the first time today. Don DeWard will come to the bench. Hastings down by 14. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bloom. End of the ball game now. It's going to be Steve O'Neill for Morningside. Going out is going to be James Wright. So it's 82-69. Hastings down with 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here's O'Neill as he'll inbound the ball to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle back to Steve O'Neill. He'll bring things up against Brandon Krause to the near sideline. Tanner Miller, he's double-teamed. Miller gets away. Now a foul is going to be called. Miller was heading to the basket there, and a foul is going to be called on Krause. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Morningside back to the free throw line, and going to the line today will be Tanner Miller. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Morningside would have improved to 16-3 after this one today if they can hang on to the lead. It would go to 8-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with 9 games to go. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Tanner Miller. He's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Miller will have one more, 83-69. Next shot is up there. It's good. 84-69. The Broncos down by 15 points here. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause, right side of the lane, comes out to Austin. Down to Carson Bloom. He drives into the basket again. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Bloom gets the field goal, and he is fouled here. Basket will count. Carson with 12 points in the ball game now as he goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. Into the ball game now is going to be Ryan Techmeyer for Morningside. Blake Van Ginkle will come out. Blake picked up a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Bloom back to the free throw line. 2 out of 5 so far today. Bloom's shot is up there. The shot is good. So now the Hastings deficit is 13 points with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in the second half, the Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Steve O'Neill has got the ball, and now he'll bring things up against Brandon Krause. O'Neill races it to the 10-second line, brings it into the offensive zone down the left side of the lane, circles back around. Rainbow pass comes out here to Tegmeyer, now to O'Neill again. O'Neill picked up by Krause, the ball poked away, and Krause picks up the foul. Krause trying to swat the ball away there and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to send Steve O'Neill to the free throw line. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Steve O'Neill. He's now 4 out of 6 from the stripe. He'll have another shot here. 85-72. Morningside has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Mustangs looking for their second win of the season over Hastings College. They came back and beat the Broncos back at the Osborne Sports Complex earlier this year, 80-79. Bombs away for 3 from the corner by Austin. No good. Rebound Tegmeyer. He loses the ball, but it's picked up there by Tanner Miller. Miller brings it up, brings it back to the center of the floor, now dribbles to the near sideline. Austin in hot pursuit here. Minute and 42 seconds to play. Now Austin is hit with a personal foul. So Damian Austin gets knocked with a personal foul, the 5'9" freshman out of Kearney. And now Tanner Miller will go to the free throw line here for Morningside again. He's 6 out of 6 in the line today. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. These are all 2-shot fouls. Hastings over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. The shot is up there, and he misses that one. Tanner will have one more. He had 16 in the first go-around against Hastings. He's got 13 points so far today. Krauss comes out of the ballgame now for Hastings College. And Zach Clemens returns. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Tanner Miller. It's now 87-72. So the Broncos had a chance at the 13-minute mark when they cut the lead to 3 points, or actually 4 points, at 55-51. But Morningside responds with a 13-4 run, and the Mustangs have not looked back. There's Connor Musial with the ball looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Morningside has played great defense here today against Hastings. There's Austin for three. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Clemens. Follow shot. Good. Zach Clemens gets the offensive board and a putback. He's got his first field goal of the ball game. 87-74 with a minute and 12 seconds to play. Here's a Steve O'Neill with the ball down the right sideline. O'Neill picked up there by Connor Musial. And now Connor picks up the foul as he tries to knock the ball loose. That's going to be his third foul. And again, it's going to send Morningside to the free throw line. So Steve O'Neill will go to the free throw line. 5 out of 7 from there today. He'll have 2 more shots here. O'Neill's shot is up. It is off of the mark. No good. Morningside will play at Northwestern coming up on Wednesday. Hastings College will play at Concordia. Steve O'Neill will have one more here for the Mustangs. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off on the front side. No good. Rebound comes down to Musial. Connor's got the ball on the near sideline out of Bloom. Runs into a man. The ball is knocked loose. Connor picks it back up. Now inside to Clemens. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Morningside. Mustangs have the ball down the right sideline. Tanner Miller with 45 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by 13. Tanner Miller dribbling with the ball. Takes it down the lane. Throws it down in the corner. Now Morningside just going to spread the floor here. We're down to 35 seconds to go. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Ryan Tegmeyer gets it to Steve O'Neill. Picked up by Musial here on the near sideline in front of the Mustangs bench. We're down to 6 seconds on the shot clock. Steve O'Neill, he'll just pull up at the top of the three-point arc. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound Clemens. Gets it away to Damian Austin. Into the forecourt. Now to Musial. He drives the ball to the bucket. His shot is up there and in. Connor Musial scores. 13 seconds to play. 87-76 is the score now. Here's Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. And that's going to be all she wrote here. The Hastings College Broncos go down to their 10th straight loss here this afternoon as they lose to Morningside. The final score of 87-76. So the Broncos dropped to 6 wins and 15 losses on the season. They are now 3-8 in the Great Plains. Actually, 3-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside, they're now 16-3. They improved to 8-3 in conference play. And Hastings drops one here this afternoon to Morningside. Final score of 87-76. Back with a recap after this.
Founded in 1882, Hastings.